All right, welcome into another edition of Catching Up with Tommy Mac here on 1010XL's podcast platform at 1010XL.com. Of course, on their Facebook page as well at 1010XL, on demand on the site, and of course, streaming live on the Relevant app. Hello, Relevant. How you doing on the Jaguar channel? It's been a great year on the Jaguar channel. It's grown. A lot more members, very interactive, very cool stuff, and we're going to add more to it, no doubt about it, but great to be here, great to be alive. Is the hangover over? Because I felt hungover the last 2 days. I really did. I just felt like, you know, I mean, I hit the gym, you know, I did my thing, but just different, you know, just different, obviously. You know, when you don't advance, man, it stings, and it'll... I mean, look, you're gonna look at it on both sides. You're going to be like, man, that was really awesome. Look what we did. And they should. Every one of them should feel that. The entire organization should feel that. Look what we did. That was pretty awesome. 1 year turnaround? Come on, give me a break. You know, the other side is it stinks. Damn, if I only did this, if it only this happened, if I made that happen, you know, if I made a catch or made a pick or didn't miss a block or whatever, a tackle or whatever. Whatever it is, play call, whatever. It'll sting. It'll last for you. But hopefully the foundation grows. Now, I do believe in, and I don't know if I believe year to year, but just from living it, like when we went all the way to the AFC Championship game in 96, that 97, and then we added guys, you know, you're like, whoa, we're getting to be a really good team. You know, you feel like, we got a good team, and then every year we kept adding talent. And 97, 98, 99, obviously went to the playoffs as well. And then, you know, AFC Championship game loss again that time to the Titans. But it does transfer over, I think. You know, now granted, guys still got to – one of the hardest things for a team to accomplish is to not get sucked into the hype of a winning season. It happens to Super Bowl teams all the time, right? They're doing commercials. They're making more, you know, they want more money. They're trying to do this. They're trying to do that. They don't really want to train like they did, you know, prior to get to it later type thing going to the season. Yeah, we want to win, but, you know, we won last year. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard. I mean, we saw it in 2017. Don't blame the coaches. The players imploded. They wanted everything. Now, granted, I may have handled it different. I may have played Jalen early. You know, I may say, all right, you know, you're one of the best players in the league. Let's figure something out. No, not after he brings the Brinks truck to the facility I don't know about. But you know what I mean? Look, it became individuals over team. And it can't be, hey, get all you want out of your individual, you know, career. Make as much money as you can. Contract, marketing, I don't care. Everything. You want to be all pro? Make all pro. Pro Bowl? Make Pro Bowl. Great. But all of that is not more important than the success of the team. If you've got all those players buying into that, you've got a chance. There's no doubt about it. Doug's proven it in Philly. They went to the playoffs 2 years in a row after winning that Super Bowl. That's hard. That is a hard thing to do. And I expect them to obviously be really looking forward to next year, right? They're going to attack it. They're going to, you know, look, we're going to have some tough decisions to make. No doubt about it. We'll get into that. Let's get into the game a little bit. Look, congratulations all around. I was upset. You know, I was like, ah, man. I was watching it by myself, too, at this party. It was not really a party. It was kind of a gathering. And it was outside, so it was a little chilly, but I kind of liked it because then I could just go out there. And a couple of the guys were out there, too. But some of it, I was just standing there watching it by myself, just like so close. It's so close. You know, look, I think back to 96 when in the AFC Championship, we were so play here, play there. We're in the Super Bowl. And we would have matched up nice with Green Bay. They were a power running team and play action. And we were built for that. You know, it would have been a fun matchup. But nonetheless, look, it was a great year. We all thought, Graham, we said it before. Good morning, by the way.
Hello, sir. How are you
feeling? As a young generation Jag fan, how are my young peeps doing?
You know, it obviously sucks right now and it stings. But if anyone's being realistic with themselves.
Yeah.
If any of us had said back when the season was about to kick off, when we were all predicting how many wins and looking at the schedule and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
If any of us had said, we're going to make it to the divisional round and take the Chiefs to the brink, we all would have signed up for that immediately, no hesitation with this year. And by the way, in that whole time, you're going to realize you have one of the best coaches, best play callers in the NFL.
Yep.
You're going to realize you have a locker room that is significantly more together and more unified than 2017 was.
And believe
me. And more important than both of those, you're going to have a quarterback that's really ascending.
That
we all would have signed up for that immediately.
The fumble. He's a dog. He's a dog.
Man. When he trucked that DB,
he did, man, that's what I was told. When I wanted to see that kind of running, man, it worked. Look, they gave it their all. Obviously, the turnovers hurt. I'm looking at the notes. I went through it. I don't know why. I mean, you averaged 7.6 yards a carry on 19 carries. ETN at 6.2. Hasty was at 9, just 4 carries, though. You know, he had
that one big run. He had like a 35-yard or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. You didn't. They ran it 30 times, 11 more times at 4.8. We couldn't. Pacheco, he's good. We couldn't stop him, though. I mean, that one run, man, you had him, and then he took off. He's a good player. They're a good team. You that's why they could have won this game. I'll never say should have. That takes away from the other team, in my opinion. The Chiefs made more plays. They made more plays. We could have made more. We had opportunities to make more. But they made the plays. Kelce destroyed us. I mean, I don't know. You know, and by the way, I'm going to get this off my chest. This whole, bagging on Caldwell, bagging on Kirk and Aluakin and Agnew. Just shut up. Give me a freaking break, man. You're out of your mind. You don't think they wanted to make those plays? Yeah, Kirk should have caught it. No doubt about it. Agnew, I don't know. The ball was high, whatever. You got to catch it. He caught it. He comes down. I don't know. The rules state, if the rule is the way the rule states, that ball is moving before the second step after the catch. It is. So don't you have to have that ball secure for 2 steps before it becomes a fumble?
It was weird how quickly it was determined.
It was really weird. Went right to, and then they come back and they only showed the one angle. I wanted to see the other angle.
Same, so did I.
Let me see what's going on. But to me, look, you don't count the grab as one. And if you do, then it's the third step.
Right.
And on his third step, if that's one, which I don't count as one, so let's count it as two, right? That second step, the ball's moving. It's not out, but it's moving.
Right.
I don't know. I'm on an excuse, ref bull crap stuff, but that
we
hurt. But let me tell you something. The return, you're giving them shit for, or crap, sorry, for getting tackled by
it's
the
a podcast.
Kicker.
We're good.
They just got him. Game of inches. Just by a hair. You want to give the guy 44 yards per return. Sit down and shut up. Give me a break. Guy was unbelievable.
Well, that's not uncommon, too, because a lot of times to get past everybody else, you're going to be right by the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
So all a kicker's got to do is shove you out. It's not like it's the middle of the open field.
No, right. And he blistered you. He just clipped your heel, basically. Hey, that's his job. Hollis could tackle. He's a little dude, but he'd fly in there and try to tackle somebody. So, look, those returns were great. He's great. I'm going to see more of him, not less. More of Agnew.
You think about it in the passing game, it's, I think against the Colts, the first game that was here, he dropped a deep ball. Other than that, those two are the only two miscues I think he's had all year.
Right. That's right.
So it's in an entire season, you're going to sign up for just 2 miscues the whole season. It sucks that it came when it did.
No doubt.
But come on.
I was surprised they didn't do the play with him that they did 3 quarters into the year. At home, they motioned him from out. They motioned him in, and then he planted that foot and zipped back out and was wide open.
It was a touchdown against the Ravens.
Yep. That was a beautiful call. I thought at that moment, this could be a good one.
Because if they're playing man, He's going to lose his man. He's too he's too quick. Yeah.
You can't. And you're thinking, if he really sells, I'm going across. You're eventually got to look at so you don't run into anybody. And then he plants it, comes out.
And you're making a defender. The Packers used to do that with Devontae Adams.
Yeah, right.
When they'd have like a corner would spy him.
Yep.
What you're doing is you're making the DB, you're making him play defense before the ball's even snapped.
Right.
All of a sudden, I got to play defense for an extra 2 or 3 seconds.
Yeah. You know, here's another thing, too. Chad Henney, forget Aluakin not grabbing the pick. Chad Henney should not have gone 98 yards on you. No disrespect to Chad. He's solid. That shouldn't have happened. That shouldn't have happened. I don't know why. Now, I'm going to say this with also saying a caveat. Mike Caldwell did call pressure sometimes that they didn't win the battle. They didn't get home. They either got picked up by the back or whoever, but they didn't get home. So that's not on Mike Caldwell, in my opinion. It's not. Now, when you bring just five, why you don't have Kelce in and out, in and out? Remember we were talking about that? When were we talking about that last week? I'd in and out him, right? You got to have one guy on the inside, one guy on the outside. Not all the time, but some of the time. They didn't do it any of the time. He's a tough guy to cover. And then they had Arden Key on one play cover. I'm like, that is, man, he can't cover him. He is a truly true. I mean, he is so athletic. You know what I mean? He reminds me of a basketball player that can take it to the hoop, no problem.
He plays football like it's basketball.
He does, man. He when he's running, he almost feel like he's got a basketball behind him, you know, ready to dribble into the lane.
Well, not only is he a freak athlete, but what makes him one of the best tight ends to ever play is his ability, and this is like basketball, his ability to feel where the space is. We know that routes are not always exact, right? There's a little bit of an art to kind of figuring out soft spot. He's the best tight end probably ever at doing that. I'm not saying he's best tight end ever, but he's probably the best.
He's one of them.
He's up there.
He's one of them. There's
but his
no
ability
doubt.
To kind of know where that soft spot's going to be, and then Mahomes being on the same page with that, it's borderline unstoppable.
Yep. No, they're a good tandem. He's really good. I guess I just would have paid more attention to him. But again, you live and learn. You're going to hopefully. I will say this. Hey, we'll be back. Pull the ring. It's hard to get back. Your schedule is going to be harder. You never know about health. You hope to be back.
You don't get to start the year on a 6-game winning streak.
You just
and
never
all
know.
That. Yeah.
I'm not saying you can't. Yeah, obviously, we expect. Now we're like, oh. I mean, look what our expectations this year went from 6 wins, whatever. Just want them to be competitive. Just want them to be doing something. And then it went to, no, they got to win.
Well, we were just saying that off air before we were just saying that off air before we hopped on.
Yep.
This was a great season. They vastly exceeded expectations. Yep. Everyone's happy. But now this year, heading into next, this is similar to 2018 in this regard. You hope they have a better season, obviously, but the expectations are different now.
Totally.
All of a sudden, getting a playoff win, getting to the playoffs, having like that stuff is
expected.
You're
champs. Now we're not. I'm not going to sit here. We expect you to be champs again, but you better be vying for that championship.
Yeah.
You bet. It better come down to the wire at least.
Now all of a sudden, 6 or 7 wins is not acceptable.
No.
Not at all.
Not at all. No. But we'll see. We'll deal with that. Look, I think what they did this year was great. You can be critical and also be really happy for them at the same time. But you know, look, that Henny drive killed him. The other drive, the 75-yarder when Mahomes came back, that killed him. The time of possession was about 11 minutes more than us. So take it for what it's worth. Obviously, you can't turn the ball over. Mahomes is phenomenal. I would have gone after him. I mean, even more, you know, and up the gut. He's on one foot. He's funny. I loved how he threw his – he was pissed. He's like, I don't want to come out.
That's a competitor, man.
I wouldn't either, man. High ankle sprain, though. But, you know, look, how did he get it? From pressure, right? I mean, that's what – you know, it was a clean hit and everything. But that was all
People saying it was dirty
pressure.
On Twitter. Shut up.
How can you, first of all, anybody that says that, let me tell you something. They changed the rules that we cannot land. We, defensive players, cannot land on quarterbacks deliberately. What are they going to do? They're going to pull them down backwards. You created the rule. You created this monster. You are going to create more injuries because of it. You are. Now, I'm not saying landing on them can't, you know, do the shoulder thing, the AC joint, the you know, the collarbone and all that. It can on occasion. But I tell you what, when you get yanked down, bear hug, thrown down, there's going to be injuries.
If those feet get caught anywhere.
Yeah. You're going to rip it.
And the
you're going to rip it.
The annoying thing on social media, I mean, obviously referees and commissioners know better, so it's not a big, but the annoying thing on Twitter and stuff is like, anytime someone gets hurt like that,
yep,
and you play it back in slow motion,
yep,
you can make anything look dirty,
yep,
right? But you have it's to realize this is like split second stuff.
Yeah, right. It's not dirty. It's not dirty. But again, you have that's the move now. They grab and pull, yep, down because I can't land on him. It's ridiculous. Remember last year, wasn't it Chris Jones when he grabbed, he hit the quarterback, grabbed the ball in the middle of the air, and then tried to put his arm down, but still land. Was that against Trevor? Remember
I don't
that?
Think so. I feel like that was a playoff game. I know what you're talking about.
Right,
yeah.
Like the sacks the QB, ball comes out as the ball's going down. Quarterback's going down. Ball's out. He puts it in this arm, and he's going down. He's trying to brace himself, but he couldn't. And they called him for
unnecessary roughness. Yes.
For landing on the QB when he was trying not
right,
to.
Right. And it's like, bro.
That's why guys are going to be rolling now. They're going to be, I'm telling you, it's not a good thing in my opinion. But hey, look, we took him to the 15th round. I got to give him that. They scored right away. What'd we do? We answered right away. That was impressive. That was very impressive. Hats off to Riley Patterson. Great job this year, man. Way to turn it around and stay strong throughout. Two for two, we'll take it. Logan Cook, man, what the best punter in the league? One of them?
He's up there.
He is phenomenal, man. He is phenomenal. Two inside the 20, 48-point average. He's there all the time. We don't talk special teams enough, but we know how important they are. No question about it. So, you know, look, enjoy the rest of the playoffs. We'll be back Friday. We'll talk a little bit more because we are going to get into, you know, look, what do you do with Juwan Taylor, Cam? You got Walker Little, you know, are you upgrade left guard, you know, the interior, you know, they struggled a little bit here and there, but you're going to, you know, obviously you're going to keep who you got. You got Ben Bartsch coming back. You need more help on D. I'm telling you right now, it's so hard to play against the run in a 3-4 if your nose tackle is not an absolute beast. It's just really hard. And Devon Hamilton played pretty good this year. Fadasaki, he must have been hurt most of the year. We need a lot out of him. I mean, he was a big-time free agent signing. And Doug even called him their number one target, I believe, after they signed him. They really wanted him. And when he was in there and healthy, he was good, but not enough. No, we need him healthy. I don't know what that is, but we got to get him.
I talked about this at the beginning of the year.
Yep.
How?
Yeah.
That was the one thing at the beginning of the year that Doug and Trent kind of, they were kind of like, no, you know, it's a passing league.
No, right.
And it's like, listen, man, you're in a division with Derrick Henry and Jonathan Taylor, man. I understand it's a passing league. I get that, but if you're getting, if the Chiefs in the playoffs are going to run, yep, for 4 or 5 yards of carry on you, Mahomes is going to bury you right after that.
Right.
You have to stop the run. You have no choice. To stop the run.
No, there's no doubt about it.
That's the one thing that from back in the offseason, I was like, I don't agree with this at all. Yeah. That was the one thing I didn't like.
Well, especially in a 3-4. I mean, you got to stop the run in a 3-4. It's just going. It's like playing nickel and trying to stop the run. They usually get a hat on a hat. It's really hard to stop the run in nickel. It's hard to hit the lineman, get rid of them, and make a play for little or no gain in nickel because a lot of times they come off free. You know, it is what it is. But, look, I think they've got some tough decisions to make. I think they've got some not-so-tough decisions to make.
Shaq Griffin's not a tough decision, I don't think.
That's kind of weird. What would they just tell him, don't come back?
You know what I mean?
Was he still hurt?
I think sometimes what may happen with that is if there's like a contract scenario where the player is more than likely not going to be back the following year anyways, and they do get nicked up.
Yeah.
And they want to save their own value.
Well,
I think the player and the team will reach some sort of agreement, kind of behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Of like, well, hey, look, shut it down. And I don't know that for a fact. I'm just speculating, but it seems like there was probably something kind of like that, because he hasn't even been like in the locker room and stuff, from what I know.
He came from Seattle's cover three.
Yep.
Not man. I want man. I want press. I want Sauce Gardner type. You know, I want Tyson Campbell.
Yep.
Although he struggled a little bit, but he's overall still very good. I want a dog like that, man, that's dictating that line of scrimmage. It's hard to play zone, especially with no pressure. You can't play zone without pressure. It's just there's always a hole. And all that quarterback needs is a split second. All that Chad Henne needed was a split second. By the way, if he shut down Pacheco a little bit better, maybe you stop that long drive. I don't know. That was annoying.
Well, yeah, it was like they went 98 yards.
98.
Chad Henne only threw for 25
on
the drive.
Well, 39 came on the one big run. He got stoned in on the and then out he went.
Because they had a 39-yard run plus a 15-yard roughing the passer. It's like Chad Henne didn't even do that much, but it's still, it's like, come on, man. The opportunity to get off the field is there. It's right there.
No. And that's been a problem all year. Third down conversion against the Jag defense.
And the roughing the passer call on Henne was ticky-tack, but they call that.
Right.
You have to know that
they didn't call. Trevor got drilled.
That was ridiculous. That was crazy, but I mean,
that's a big guy flying through the air. My gosh, that was a drill.
But that's a little
I'm
bit of,
because I do like when quarterbacks that, get it.
Even
if they're mine.
I believe that's a little, could there be a little bit of home cook in there? Sure.
Yeah, maybe.
But part of it is, listen, if you get the number one seed and you get to play at home, you kind of earn a little of that, right?
Field advantage for a reason.
Right. Yeah, one of my biggest takeaways. One of my biggest takeaways from that game is if that game's in Duval, I think almost for sure the Jaguars win.
Yeah.
So my takeaway next year is let's get the two seed, the one. Let's have more of these games come to Jacksonville instead.
Yeah. Well, that's what you hope to earn, but you know, look, they could have done a couple things here and there and maybe won that game. You know,
100%, 100%.
It's a great year. It's a great year. I mean, come on. It was a phenomenal year and great for our fans, for our city, for the organization. Everybody was so happy. So we'll keep it rolling, right? It's great to be a Jaguar fan again. Great to be a Jaguar again. Steve Mariucci, not that it means anything, but he's saying, oh, look out for them. You better be scared of them. I don't know about all that, but we are going to be. You trust in Doug, right? That's number one. You trust in Doug Peterson, and I do, and I think they're building something really great. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be back Friday after my appearance on Jaguars Today. Looking forward to that. Hey, a week from today, the Horse's Mouth, starting Season 6, first show on the USS Orlick in downtown Jacksonville. Going to be an awesome military themed show. So I'll tell you more about that throughout the week, but I'll be back on Friday right here on 1010XL's podcast platform at 1010XL.com. So have a great day. Until next time, be safe and be cool. We'll see you right here on Catching Up with Tommy Mac. Peace. I never knew that a kid like me could take his mic around the world and flash the big ass D and rock the masses from Madrid to Calabasas. Tijuana, Mexico, who the devils in Tokyo say they know.